Okay, let's just summarize everything we've seen. A lot of material. Summarize before we move on. Other Bishvua, very complex, Zeres HaKosov. Let me put it that way. It influences Kama V'Kama Dinim. And a basic understanding of that. Mitzad Echad, you have the Shittas and Rambam. It's like extreme in one direction. Shittas and Rambam is, Adam Bishvua means I have to have full knowledge when I create the Yisr, when I'm over in the Yisr. And if not, it has a bit of an onus. Creating the Yisr is can be either when I take the Shvua, maybe Achilas HaTnai, I create the Yisr, and I need full knowledge when I'm over the Yisr. If so, how is Shkoga possible? So the separate Zeres HaKosov, Helam Shvua, that's the exception. So how he goes through it straight, number one. Number two, there's a side issue that has to be dealt with, and that is Hasra. It's a concept called Hasra Sofek. What does Hasra Sofek mean? Gemara has two cases of Hasra Sofek. One, but the underlying assumption throughout is that Hasra Sofek, you need Hasra B'Shas Aveira. B'Shas Aveira, you need Hasra. Rambam has, Rambam's gears of Kimu V'Lo Kimu and Bitlu V'Lo Bitlu is like the Rif. Which means, if you, in the Aveira Salav, you give Hasra. Manoma says Kimu V'Lo Kimu. What is the Aveira? The Aveira is the love and the Ikium Ha'ese, the non-Kium of the Ese. B'Shas the love, which is the Machayev Malkus, because only a Losa says Chayev Malkus. You don't know whether it's going to be Ikium. You gave her a get. If she dies, so it's impossible. If he then takes a neder she'ein bo hafa, ha'torah, that she's also to him, nothing. If he shoots her, there's nothing. So, as a result of which, I don't know if the aver is going to finish, the aver is not going to finish. You get a lo sase, the complete aveira of the lo sase. You need two conditions, A. And the hasra goes on both. We have to mention the non-kiyum and the lo sase. Okay, that's kimbo velo, it's hasra sofer. Bitlo velo, bitlo? No. The aveira is the lo sase plus the bitul ase biyodayim. And when do you give hasra? At the time of the bitul ase biyodayim. Very simple. And so is vaday. On the other hand, there's another case of hasra sofek, that it's the shas aveira. There may be an external factor that says it is aveira or not. He's shechting the korban pesach. Does he have in his house chametz? Maybe yes, maybe no. Could have seen it in the morning, but you don't know exactly now what happened to it. So therefore, only if we check later and we find out there is chametz, then we chayav malchus. So, but it's shas aveira. But I don't know about this external factor. This is two types of hasrat safek. And because the Rambam's gears is what it is, hasrat safek means it is a hasrat. Shua shel ochel kikze hayom, not hasrat safek. What is the avera? Pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's hasrat safek. Wait a second. Hasra Sofek is why? Because you can't pinpoint the last moment of the day. Wait a second. When is the Shas Averi? The last moment of the day, the entire day. So if the Hasra is, the Averi is the last second of the day, it's a Sofek Hasra, not Hasra Sofek. So apparently the entire day is the Averi. The entire day of not eating is the Averi. And if I give Hasra in the middle of the day, Shas Averi, but I don't know how the day is going to end up. Ram says Hasra, the Gemara says Hasra Sofek. Or Lav Shem, Ram says both is Lav Shem B'maisa. It's a very clear picture of how the Rambam looks at the entire sugya. If he eats the Isser and then eats the Tanai, so I don't know Bishas, so the Gemara says, Hasra Sofek. Bishah, when he's being master on the Aveira is the Achila Satana, Ahayisin. Is it going to be also not going to be also? I don't know. In the end, if he ate the Tanai, so it turns Bishas Mais, he gave Hasra Bishas Aveira. That's Hasra Sofek. Ram is very, very straightforward. Very straightforward. What his Odom Beshua is, what Hasra is, what Lavanitik La'ase is. Okay. Now, what Lavanitik La'ase is something else. And what a Lav Sheyesh B'mais and B'mais. They're three separate, I would say four categories. One is a regular los ase, sheyesh bo maisa. Do not eat chametz and Pesach. You begin eating chametz and Pesach, get hasra, yichay malchus. Clear. There are other isurim which are done b'shev al taisa. Isur done b'shev al taisa, lav shem bo maisa. You don't get malchus. Dibur, generally, is considered not a mice. Three exceptions, Nishba, Meimer, Makalas, Chaveru, B'Shem. Where Dibur is considered a mice, but if you have total passivity, not a mice. Shur Shalo Ochel Kikazayon. So what is the Avera in the non-doing? The Avera in the non-doing is Lav Shem B'Mice. It may be Hasra, it is also Hasra Sofek. Shas Avera it may be, but you don't know the Avera is turning out to be an Avera. So there's Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, Lav Sheein Bo Maisa. Then there's something else. There is where I remain passive by conscious decision to be passive. And that's the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Daled. Shehiya b'miktash. I'm not allowed to stay in the mikdash. I became tamei in the mikdash by accident. I'm holding someone's hand. He says, I don't feel well. I hold his hand. He has a heart attack on the spot and dies. I'm tamei mes. So I have to get out of the Beis HaMikdash as soon as possible. So, and I consciously stay there, Shehiya B'mezid. So what does the Gemara say? If you say that oh, I got out. פשוט דאור המדבר, שיום המדבר. What? What? תזיין המדבר. Yeah. בואי רוב, צורך שיהיה למלכוס או לא. או אין צורך שיהיה. וקורבן גמירי שיהיה למלכוס לא גמירי. גם בפנים. So here, the Ramban jumps up. Okay, Sheila Malkus. I'm consciously staying in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's Ramban's problem? Ramban's problem is, it is Hasura Sofek. Wait a second. Forget Hasura Sofek. It's Lav Shem B'maisa. The Ramban Paskins, so Sheila Malkus. It's Lav Shem B'maisa. In history, Boshel Olamo, the Omer, Pochus, Mekadei Shehir. Okay. So willful non-activity. Here is Shehir. I'm physically doing something. Shua Shochel Kikel Zayom is non-activity. Here it's physical, consciously staying in the Beis HaMikdash. While I'm tummy, is considered a mice. So, okay. But there's another case. Shua she'ein bo mice al yedei mice. Speak louder, what? I can't hear you, what?
Does it matter if you went in be'isar v'heter?
I went in total heter. I was nipa b'mikdash. So the only aveira is shehiya, staying there. But here I'm standing there, willfully standing, is considered a maisa. Even though I didn't budge. I didn't budge. I draw the maisa. The shehiya is the maisa. Now, there's lav shem bo mice al yedei mice. Now here we get into the problem of Tosis and the various Rishonim who quoted Zara Kika Layam Shusha Ochal Kika Zahayom. Tosis seems to say it is he does not say, he says, seems to say it's a lav shem bo mice. Lav shem bo mice. Take a look in the mirror, he says it's a lav shem bo mice. So why? What is the aveira? The non-eating. I guarantee the non-eating by throwing it in the ocean. But the aveira is the non-eating. Where is the non-eating? Okay. But how did I arrange the non-eating? By throwing in the ocean. So, Lemiri says, as an instant, so that's it's a lot of shame of mice. Tosin says it's a lot of shame of mice. So, at least Lemiri and Tosa seem to be of the opinion that lot of shame of mice or yedei mice is a lot of shame of mice. Exactly how to interpret that, it depends on the sugya of makif and nikif that we discussed. These are four types of situations, alav sheyesh b'maisa, alav shein b'maisa. Okay, now, but the issur is the non-eating. Now, when you get to Tosis, when it gets to Tanai, doesn't like Rashi. So, in understanding the sugya of Tanai, we have, let's take Rabbeinu Tam. Let's take Rabbeinu Tam has a different understanding of Hasra Sofek and Hasra Zvadai from the sugya of Kim of Elokim. It's a the Gers of Rashi, that kimu velo kimu is hasraz vadai. So Rashi says, why is it hasraz vadai? The avera is the averas halav. So, the averas halav. But you come into Bez and you have a choice. There are two onshin available to you. Onish number one available to you is Gemalkus. Onish number two is Akim Ha'asa. So, the Avebi, okay. Bitlo velo bitlo is Hasra Safik. Why? And Rashi has an interesting approach. The Avera is a two-step Avera. And everyone says, bitlo velo bitlo is two-step Avera. Why? Because the Gemara of Kalmavi Rabbeinu. The two-step Avera is the Avera's Halav and the bitl biyodayim of the Lo Sasek. Comes Rashi with a massive Chiddush. A, I need Hasra B'Shas Avera. B, I need B'Shas Iker Avera. Iker Avera is the love. That's Rashi says in black and white. Some people would like to push into Rashi that it's only a Tanai, the Bittul B'Yadayim, if it's only a Tanai. So it's called Rabbi Nes, you have another Shtuk Torah. Kamei Rami is also in that night, but Rashi says very clearly that black and white. The Bittul Esse is the Gemara lot. And but there's halacha that you need Hasra be Iker Avera. Okay. Tosas has a different pshat in what Lava Nitikla say. The Esse is the Tikkun Olav. That has to be done Toch Kedei Dibur. So it's Hasra's Vada, because the Tokhid Dibur, I know he's Makayim. He's Makayim and not Makayim. Oh. But in terms of Bitlu Velo Bitlu, they agree. Comes along with Rabbeinu Tam and says, fine. I understand. What do? I eat the Yisr, and I eat the Tanai. Two-step Avera like the Balamor, but it's a Shad of Hasra Safek. Why is it a Shad of Hasra Safek? Shad of Hasra Safek, because I don't know, I need Hasra B'Shas Ikra Avera. Ikra Avera is the Yisr, not the Tanai. At that point, I don't know what's going to happen with the Tanai. Very simple. Just like Lavanita Klasa, it's a total equivalence. I mean, Tom is very glad. Now, Zar Kikaliyam, but Tosus is a little complicated. Zar Kikaliyam, Davdala. Meishlom and Mashmalay, the potter, Phil Nishbal Kik of Zar Kodiyav, his Rubber Shazrik. Hanami. Choshev Hasra Sofek, Lamandom a bitlo velo bitlo. I need Hasra B'Shas Avera. Tosus holds, Zrikal Yam, it's not Shas Avera. What is Shas Avera? The whole day. So the whole day, I don't know what's going to be. What would the problem with understanding those I still haven't totally answered. Let's say I did a B'Shas Rikaliyam. That is Shas Avera because it's during the day. And at that point I know it's going to be. So then you have to say, it's not Shas Ikir Avera. Ikir Avera is at Shigir. And you can't be 100% precise. So if he gives Hasra B'Shas Rikaliyam, so yeah, it's so why is that Hasra Sofek? It's not Hasra B'Shas Ikra Avera. The Lashon Tosfos I still have to figure out. I don't have that yet. Tosfos doesn't say. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Tosfos is hasra sofek. Tosfos assumes it is a lav sheyesh b'maisa. That's the whole point of Tosfos, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. That even Zohar Kliyam is lav sheyesh b'maisa. Okay. He's making a point. What is Tosfos' point? Afilu shiba knofecho. That even if I know, he's saying it. What is he saying? Yitzhu Baba Shazrik. Mi honami choshev hasra sofek. Leman doma bitlo velo boda. Why? Because I need hasra b'shas ikiravera. Mandoma kimu lo kimu never takes such a position. Then I need hasro b'shasikir avera. So I can has b'shas avera. So b'shas zorak liyam b'shas avera with a vaday, what's going to be? But only according to the mandoma bitlo v'lo bitlo, I need hasro b'shasikir avera. What? What? She will speak not so gently. You will speak.
The whole day should be Ikar Avera and the end of the day should be Gamar Avera.
Gamar. Yeah, but the Ikar is when it becomes. The finalization is apparently the Ikar Avera. He says the middle of the Zrika Layam is what? What does he say? Shiba Knofeho. Right? What is Shiba Knofeho? The Gemar Avera, but not the Ikar Avera. Okay. So apparently he's saying, when is the Ikar Avera? When the Avera is complete. Gemar Avera, that means, it's different than the Gemar Avera. Gemar Avera means the technicality to finish off. But not eating, the whole day of not eating is the same thing. I'm not doing anything different during the day. I'm not eating all day. And wait one second, Rabbi Meyerfield has priority. Okay. I'm doing the same thing, except at the end of the day, I finish off the Avera. Yes, now Rabbi Glass, the gentleman from London. I don't know. If it's at the end of the day and I can't be mechaben, it's not hasra sofek, it's sofek hasra. He talks about the shibuk nafayim. Shibuk nafayim is a very precise point in time. You take the wings, you break the wings, right? It's a very precise point in time. But what is the halacha? That I cannot give hasra then. Why can I not give hasra? It's not the Ikar Avera. The Ikar Avera is the taking the eggs.
Right, so if that time is can't give hasra, then the query is not referring to
maybe. I don't know exactly. I can't pinpoint exactly what he's saying. I'm just trying to say, given what he says elsewhere, and his havana of hasra's vada and hasra's sofek, which is straight Rashi, that's his girsa. So, Shiba Knofayim is not Ikar Avera. So therefore, forget what he says. Can he give Hasro B'Shas Zrika Layam, or he can't give Hasro B'Shas Zrika Layam? Why can't he give Hasro B'Shas Zrika Layam? At that point, it's very clear what's going to happen. There will be non-eating all day. So apparently, he's comparing Shas Zrika Layam to the time I break the wings. Now, that's where I'm, and which is why can't you give? In when he takes the eggs, the sofek with the avera will complete. But I understand. Shibuk knafayim, at that point, the aver is complete, but that's not the place you can makabel hasura, because then not the ikar aver. The ikar aver is taking the wings, taking the eggs.
What about if he's referring to the beginning of the whole day?
It's fine. What does that have to do with shibuk knafayim? He says breaking. He apparently, I don't know. He takes the shvua, immediately say, listen, unless you eat right now, you don't know what's going to happen all day. Eat now. He says, nah, I'm not eating now. It's Hasra Sofik. Wonderful. It's Hasra Sofik. So, that, what does that have to do with Shibuk Nafayim about Bittul Velo Bittul? Zero. That means, what he's saying is that when I give Hasra for the Ikra, I mean, it has nothing to do with the end of the day. The whole day is the whole day. Okay. So I can give Hasra anytime, but anytime it's a suffix, what's going to happen the balance of the day. But wait one second. There's one time in the middle of the day that he's not eating, then I know exactly what's going to happen, the time he's zorikly out. And therefore, at that point, I'll say, listen, this is Shas Aveira. And I know what's going to happen, it's not a suffix anymore. So you're coming and saying, maybe if he says, Shur she'ochel ki gezeh ayom, immediately give him Hasra. The Ikar Aveira is in the beginning, the whole day is the same thing, the end. Or there's no ikar. The whole day is the ikar aveira. Okay, so zrika liyam is also shas zrika liyam is also ikar aveira. So that, but at that time you know what's going to be. So why is it not why is it not hasrasa vada? So that forced me in my thought process, not such a good one, but to say that the only time Tosus allows it is at the end of the day. Ikar aveira, wonderful. And you can't pinpoint it. Wonderful. So then at the end of the day, it's not Hasra Sofik, it's Sofik Hasra. So does it have to do with Shibuk Nafel? What? The beginning of love, or the time that you're over the love? I don't know. Maybe. Does it have to have the whole day in one mezid? Because the whole day has to be mezid. If half the day is shog, half the day is made, there's nothing to talk about. That's what you're trying to say. You think that's what you're trying to say. Okay. So, fine. It's a very good idea. I have to do it at the very beginning of the day. I have to do it at the very beginning of the day because if half the day is made, then half the day is shogi, and the whole day is a ma'is aveira. So then I have to know he was a ma'is the whole day. Maybe you're right. Maybe. I hear what you're saying. Yes, Rabbi Schwartz. Maybe it holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. So what's the difference between chemo, low chemo, bitlo, below bitlo? What? If I sure she'ochel ki gezeh hayom, and the aveira is, Tosfos holds like Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbi Elchanan holds. Now the question is what bitlo below. Here you get into the problem of how I understand bitlo below bitlo. Bitlo below bitlo is the bitlo essay is the Gemara Avera, or bitlo essay is a Tanai in the Avera. If it's a Tanai in the Avera, it's a certain Tanai, and I understand it perfectly. And Shibuk Nafayim is just a Tanai. I understand it perfectly. Then you have to come up to a conclusion. I can't say that in Rashi. Because why can't I say that in Rashi? Very simply, because Rashi says Gemara Avera. Say it in Tosis. Then you have to come up with the assumption that Komi Rabbeinu applies not only to the Avera, but during two Averas in one Maisa, but even though a Tanai in Avera is also Komi Rabbeinu. It's a very... two parts. What are the two parts in the Avera? Is when I come, turn into a Vare. Because you begin with what you're saying is as follows. You have to come up with the Chiddush, you're putting Tosfos into Rabbeinu Chananel. That the Chiyuvim. And I'm a vatal my chiyuvim. So then I bump in immediately to Rabbi Kiveyegas Kasha. So it's the Shua. Take it. What is the Avera? The Shua or the no, the Shua that now is a Sheker? What is Rabbi Yochanan saying? He's saying the Avera is in the Shua. So therefore I have to say it's Midin Sheker. Fine. And then, so it's a two-step Avera. A, when I do the Sheker, when I take the Shua, and when I turn the Shua into a Sheker. So it's two-step to the Sheker. Turning my original statement to a Sheker is all one big Sheker. This is Sheker. Which is what, at the end of the day, what Rabbi Kiveyegas says. But he wasn't working with Rabbi Elchanan. He didn't have Rabbi Elchanan. So he just said, turn it, the Bittul Diburo. But here, it's more. It's Sheker. So then you'll have to put Tosfos, not within Ravin, in some sort of, we force into Rabbi Elchanan. You see, even in, question is, if you say that Shua Lahabon Rabbi Elchanan is because of Sheker, then things are easy, very easy. But the problem is, it doesn't seem that way from the way he learned the Sugya and Chafalo from an Aleph. That's my problem. And then he'll dare. Okay. Now, we begin the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, I made a statement a long time ago. The Rambam does not believe in Lav Vehen. He doesn't believe in Lav Vehen. He doesn't quote it. He quotes Rishus. Someone says, but the Mishnah says. So let's read the Mishnah and the Gemara. There's a Mishnah and there's a Braisa. Mishnah says, Nish Balavatras Hamitzvah, Lobita El Potu, the Kayim Loki and Potu, Shahoya Bidin, Shahoya Chai of Kidder, Rebutum, say, I'm Rebutum, say, Ramayim, or Shushain and Mushbalov, Mahasina Harry Hu Chai of Olov, Mitsushin Mushbalov, Mahasina, and Din Shay Chai of Olov, Lo Imam Torah, Harshushikan, Osaba Lavkam. Tom Bishwa Mitzvah Shalosa Balavka. Jimnish Balavat has a mitzvah pot. Very straightforward. Tana Rabbanon is a whole Braisa. There's a big difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The big difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa is what? A very, very simple difference. that the Braisa never talks about Lava Hen, talks about Rishus and non-Rishus. What does the Rambam do? The Rambam talks about Rishus and non-Rishus. The only place the Rambam talks about Lava Hen is Shua Sedus. Because it's very possible that both are true. But Rishus and non-Rishus is a much broader thing. Let us read the Rambam, Perek Hei. Hilchos Shvuos. Nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah lo kiyam potu, Mishvuos bito. Ketzah. Shinish mesh yasalu osuk o shiten stokoloni shoyedlo im yodelo edus velo osavlo no samlo hey and I was a pot of shum shur shbitu shein shvas bitu cholal do varishus shem rotsa osim and lo rotsa einol shnem lo horo lo hayte lefikach says the Rambam a very interesting thing nishba lahara La'achirim, potem mishvas bitun. Shenish b'shiyake ploni, o yikalena, o yigzo. Imusimen b'yaranus. Shum mitzuvah shalolassus. Yoyli, shulok, mishum shumashol. Yoyli could be going even on the safer on the ratio. Either l'kayim, or haras achirim. But from the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchashvu is halacha gimel, Yud Aleph halacha gimel. You're allowed to take your shvul l'kayim. Mutal odom yishov al mitzvah sosuk de lazar sasatsu. Fishu mushbol mehar sinai. Shnei mishpat l'kayim lishmo tzikecha. So it could very well be, so apparently, nishbol l'kayim is mutter, it's not a shov. So it must be going on a sefer. Or you'll say, it depends. Nishbol l'kayim stam is a shov. Nishba. Like, I am kedei lazaris atzma. If I willingly do a kedei lazaris atzma, then it's not a shof. It has a purpose to it. Maybe. And then the definition of shua shov is a shua without a chalos. And there's no chayim. There's no chalos. A purposeless shua. Could be. Most people want to take the Rambam. They're talking the sefer. They ask a question. I won't steal money from you. I why you royally shuhu shov. So you take a look in the Radvaz, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shvuos. Halacha Aleph. He tells a very interesting klal. Haro'as Acherim is mufka from Shvuah. Not because it's mevatel, it's mufka from Shvuah. And there's a rivosh, an important rivosh. There was a person, his brother had a wife, no children. The brother died. And he took a shvua, I will not do yibur, I will not do chalitza. Is that nishba levatel or not nishba levatel? So someone wrote the shaila to the rivosh and came up with an ingenious, it's not nishba levatel. Why not nishba levatel? If I said I won't be miyabim, not levatel. Why not? Because I can do chlitza, no problem. I won't do chlitza, no problem. I can do yibum, no problem. Then he came up with another lomdus. I will not do yibum is chal. When I say chlitza, that's levatel because I'm chuyv to do either one of the two. It's levatel b'kol b'shev altash. And the gentleman, when he was brought into Besdin, said, shvuos chal. Can't force me to do anything. The Rivosh has a whole thing. No. How did it? Then the Rivosh at the end says, okay, I'll grant you on that it's then it's kolo. I'll grant. But telling the woman she's going to have to be aguna the rest of her life, it's hara'a sacherim. Hara'a sacherim is mufka from shvua, and therefore it's not even chalba kolel. Nothing. The Torah simply did not talk about hara'a sacherim in the whole parsha. Hara'a heitiv, hara'a sacherim is not in the whole parsha. So, and it's not even in the parsha that you can say b'chakolo. So therefore, that I won't do chlitza, it's not hara'a sacherim. You can marry her. I won't do yibum, not hara'a sacherim, you can do chlitza. Then you want the second part with chal b'kolo? No, 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 no. It's hara'a sacherim, not chal b'kolo. He's saying a very deep, and then the Rambam, I understand, according, and the Rivosh continually goes with Shitas and Rambam, and everything, and all Shavu B'Shmil HaShaka. Shehu Loka Mishum Shavu HaShof. Okay. Rambam says, but since Harah Sacherim is not Chal, but it's also Bitul Mitzvah, but since therefore it's not Chal. Shul Arachalos, because of Hara Sacherim, is also a shof. Maybe, I don't know. But certainly according to the Rivosh. So, and the Rivosh blames this whole idea on the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam, when he talks about Hara V'Hatova, is much broader than just Lavahen. Okay, agrees with Lavahen. And when he has to use it, he does use it. Okay, now, if you go through the Shaka Vatari, the Gemara is straightforward. We've seen it already. When I said when we'll get here, we'll get there. One final point. I told you to take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva is a very important Ritva. Very important Ritva. About Ha'odim B'Shvua. I take a Shvua, I'm going to do something. At that point, I think it's not going to cost me any money. Shua, that, or maybe a shua, they'll go somewhere. And the only way I can get there is paying a ticket that costs me money. He says, Hodem b'shua. Why is it Hodem b'shua? And here is a very deep, deep machlokas between the Ritva and the Rivosh. Shua shelo ochal kikazah, it's bal yachal. Bal yachal is an aver like every other aver, only pekoch nefesh. That's suya mistaken. But shua that I will do something, even if I say it's bal yachal. Ritva says it is bal yachal. Two types of bal yachal. And two types of shua. Shua I will do, and neder I will do, and neder I will. And neder I will not do. Neder I will do is bal yachal b'kum v'aseh. Chiyuvim. Bal yachal is not only yisurim, it's also chiyuvim. And shua is Yisurim, and Shua is Chiyuvim, as the Ritva says in the Dharam Davches. Two types of Bayachal. So when I get to Bayachal Chiyuvim, so if I didn't spell it out normally, it's Ram Shabalev, Ha'odim B'Shua says that I can say I didn't mean to spend money on it. I didn't mean to spend money on it. There's no neder, there's no shua. Hodim b'shua says, I don't apply the halacha of dvarim shebleiv enim dvarim in the dvarim shuas of a chiyuv. Says the Rivosh, no such thing. All bal yachal is yisurim. Shvua is only Yisurim. There's the Yisurim of Kumvase, there's the Yisurim of Sheval Tais. Not eating that kikya the entire day, it's also for me not to eat the kikya the entire day. Not that I have a chiv to eat the kikya. And says that, and therefore, it's like every other issue. Only b'koch nefesh is mati. That's why I wanted to see you there. I'm not going through the entire thing inside. I just wanted to summarize what was there so that we can move on to the Mishnah Chazayim, Amid Beis. The Shakla Vatari here is very straightforward. Just wanted to make the point that I made in the past. Rambam does not believe in Lavehen. Okay. Now we get to a very difficult sugya, as if the others weren't. Shur shalo ochal kikazu, chazayin omid beis. Shur shalo ochleno. Shur ochleno, but ochleno chayav alachas. Why? I will not eat kikazu, I will not eat it. Lomli misne shur shalo ochal, shur shalo ochleno. Mashmon tells me as follows, that if I say shushal ochal kikaza, every kazayas and kazayas is an avera. Ochleno, what is it? I will not the entire kika. So the Gemara says like this, which lechora, is simple. Well, I'll show you in a second, ain't so simple. Says, from let's say this kikar is 10 kazayasim, argument's sake. So, I will not eat this kikar, stam, so every kazayasim are very. I will not eat the entire thing, it's really awesome to eat the entire thing. So, I haven't added anything. So it's ain't shvu chal shvu, ain't is chal is. I haven't added it. But if I first take the shvu, I will not eat the entire thing. And then I take a shvua that I will not eat any kazayas of it. Of course, until now I couldn't eat 10 kazayas. Now the first kazayas is also chal. Very, very simple, straightforward. But wait a second, it ain't so simple. There's a major chiddush happening here. Major chiddush happening under your nose. What is it? Let's say this kikir is 9.5 zeisim. Argument's sake. I eat one kazayas, chay malkas. Two second kazayas, chay malkas. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay. Now, I come to finish it off, there's a Chatzis Zayas left. Chatzis Zayas left. Wait a second. Can I eat it or I can't eat it? Oh, I have the other shoe, I won't eat the whole thing. Can't eat it. So therefore, the shoe, I won't eat the whole thing, ain't a chanami. I violated 9 times the first, but now it comes to Asr, a different pu'ula that wasn't Asr until now, eating Chatzis Zayas. Say, according to Tosis, it's not much bevomit. The Ram is not much bevomit. Okay. So what do you see? What do you see? Maybe that's this a kolo. I'm answering something else. No. What is this a kolo? What's this a mosif? And what's this? Isakolo means nevelos shchutis. I ask shchutis. It's chal. Then it's chal on the shchutis, and therefore it's also chal on the nevelos. Talking about objects. I'm talking about objects. I ask some more objects. What's this emulsif? This woman is Achos Ishti, my wife's sister. She's also to me. She gets married. Now she's an Eishes Ish. What does that mean? She's also to a lot of more people. Right now she's only also to a certain number of people. Now she's going to be also to more people. So as far as me, not only she also with Achol Zish is also Osir of Eishes Ish. It's a Mosir. But what about not asking to more people with a Sachalosim? So the shame Eishes Ish is Chal on her. It's Chal Eishes Ish for one person, Chal Eishes Ish for another person. Wonderful. That the Yisr Shvua is Chal on the Shchutas, therefore it's Chal also on the Velas. Something's Chal on X, it's Chal on Y. I understand. But here nothing's Chal on anything. I asr more activities that weren't asr until now. That apparently we don't say. That I say Vaita Enes Chal Eser. At this point, that's the first sugya. To make this sugya interesting, it's the Gemara Chav Chesamid Beis. Eifa. Eifa. Tani Shvuas Beirav. So I have to assume he was an intelligent individual because he was in Rabbi's yeshiva. So Rabbi didn't let people on our level into his yeshiva. He was on a higher level than we are. Eifa Tani Shvuas Beirav. Pogabe Avimi Yahu. His brother Avimi wasn't in Shia that day. Omele Shvuas Shlo Chalti, Shvuas Shlo Chalti, Mao. Shvuas I didn't eat, Shvuas I didn't eat. What's halacha? Amalei ain't a chayv alachas. He's only chayv once. Why it's shua chal al shua? Amalei shtabishtu. You made a mistake in the shir today. Hari yotze shua l'sheker. After I finished the first shua, the sheker was finished. Second shua, I bring in from Bresh. I bring in all over again. Okay, now, for tomorrow, you'll prepare the Gemara here, the Mishnah, the first sugya in the Gemara, the sugya here of Eifa, of Te'enim Vanovim, Gemara Rashi. Then there's a parallel sugya in the Dorim, Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, the Mishnah begins, Yesh neder betoch neder, ve'en shvua betoch shvua. We mentioned this a long time ago. And there's a Gemara. The Gemara brings in the story of Rabbi and Eifa. And down to the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, you'll see four or five lines before when it finishes. You go through the Mishnah of the Gemara with Aran. And then you'll see how that Rishonim trying to understand the sugya here in the Dorim, trying to understand the parallel sugya and Shuas, are trying to put it all together. You'll see Rashi, see the Ran, and then we'll get to the Rishonim, how to put this whole entire thing together. Me Yitzhak Hashem B'li Neder.